like the last few days was not in some ways have a certain weakening, welcome after repair, go back, make plans. But Chazal tell us Hakol Hoilech Achad Demar, everything goes after the completion of something. If the Gemar, the end is strong, so Seifei Mechiach Al Tchilosei, it shows that it was good from the very beginning. So if we try with an extra push to overcome the various difficulties, whether planning or knocked out from whatever it is, let's try it with Mechazik, and we'll finish off all aspects of the storm and everything. And then with Hashem tomorrow night we'll be able to do the Sameach. So we try to say the last year this man will be on the famous Machloikis in the mitzvah of Tashbisu, as we spoke in the beginning of the Masechta. There's two lavim on chametz and one mitzvah saseh. One lav is not to eat chametz. The second lav is not to have chametz. Ba'yura ba'yimotze, which is considered one. And there's one mitzvah saseh of tashbisu. What the word tashbisu means, we already discussed whether bitul chametz goes into tashbisu or not. According to Rashi Shita, it goes into tashbisu. According to Taisvis, bitul has nothing to do with tashbisu. So especially according to Taisvis, and even according to Rashi, what is tashbisu? If it's not bitul, if it's not in the machshava, what are you supposed to do with the actual chometz itself? Ach v'yamarishin tashbisu sa'armi b'teichem. How are you supposed to destroy the chometz? So you had in the Mishnah, machlok is tanoi. Rabbi Yehuda says, ein bir chometz al asreif. It's interesting. Yehuda doesn't use the word ein tajbisu elasreifa, ein bir chametz elasreifa. And when you to destroy the chametz, it's only through burning. Chachamim say as besosay b'cholda. You could do whatever you want. Now, the Gemara here in Daf Chav Zayin has a shocking detail. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold his shita that you have to only burn it? And why did the Chachamim argue and say you can crumple it up, throw it to the wind? What's the svaras hamachloek? Rabbi Yehuda says that we learn out from another mitzvah in the Torah, just like by the mitzvah of Noiser, when a person did not eat the korban when he was supposed to place his sirum and had boiker, and he did not finish eating it. So there's a mitzvah saseh. There's a mitzvah to burn nicer. You're not allowed to eat it, and you have to burn it. So Rabbi Yehuda says, we make a kal v'chomer that's certainly chometz. Chometz you also, you're not allowed to eat, and therefore you should also have to burn. Now, Tosfos in Daf Yud Beis, as a famous Tosfos, asks a kasha on Rashi. Rashi Shita is, we brought it down in another shiur, Rashi Shita is that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is before the seventh hour. That's when you're supposed to do it. Before Chatzos on Erev Pesach. And Tosfos Shita is that the mitzvah of Tashbisu starts after the seventh hour. So Tosfos proves from this Gemara that I just said over, Tosfos has a Gevaldik Akasha on Rashi. Because Tosfos is like this. According to the way I'm saying, then it's good. How could Rabbi Yehuda compare it to Noiser? Just like by Noiser, it was left over till the after the to the morning, so it already became Usur Bahanor. You're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to do anything with it. Then you have to burn it. So according to Tosfos, it's the same thing. After the seventh hour, you're not allowed to eat it. So it's just like chametz. It's just like Noiser. But Tosfos asks, according to you, Rashi, say that the mitzvah of burning is before the seventh hour. How could Rabbi Yehuda compare it to Noiser? And if it compared to Noiser, it should have to be after its Osir Bahanor. So how could Rashi say that the mitzvah of burning the chametz is before the seventh hour. At that point, what's the comparison to Meisr? L'chor, it's the opposite. Then you're still allowed to eat it. So you're burning it at a time when you're allowed to eat it. How could Rabbi Yehuda learn that from Meisr? By Meisr, you're burning it after the, because you left it over to the next day, and it already became Osir Banon Ba'achila. So according to Rashi, how does Rabbi Yehuda know you're supposed to burn before the seventh hour? From Meisr, it's not like Meisr, because before the seventh hour, you're allowed to eat. It is Fasemes to answer Rashi Shita. There's different ways. The Merami Soda says that we don't compare it completely to Meisr, not in all aspects. We only just take it that the mitzvah of burning, that's all we take over. But exactly at the time that Rashi was Shitas, Rashi holds no. Tashbisu, I care. The Tashbisu is only the mitzvah of Tashbisu is only before the seventh hour. Could be once the seventh hour comes, it could be the mitzvah of Tashbisu is finished already. It's a big kiddush I'm saying now. Because Pashtas, we've been learning the whole time, Tashbisu goes throughout the whole 7 days of Pesach. But according to some, it could be Rashi Shitiv, Achvei Amarishan Tashbisu, the mitzvah is before. Rashi, I'll link to another Lumbus based on other Shurim. It could be Rashi learns Tashbisu is to protect from Bal Yeroah, Bal Yemotzei. So according to Rashi, L'shitosei, Bal Yeroah, Bal Yemotzei, the lav of Chometz starts from the seventh hour. So therefore the Tashbisu has to protect. So you have to do the Tashbisu before the seventh hour. So therefore, all we're comparing is, we're just making a limud that you have to burn it. This is how simply the Rami Soda said. But really, it's not a complete comparison. This is the way one pshat, the Merame Soda. But I saw in the Svasemis a very nice pshat. The Svasemis says a different pshat in Daf Yud Beis. How to, according to Rashi, how does Rabbi Yehuda compare that you have to burn the chometz before the seventh hour, compare it to Neusser, where you're burning it after it already becomes Osir Ba'anu. So he says a very simple, beautiful pshat. According to the Svasemis says, Rabbi Yehuda says that the mitzvah of burning, you burn it when you're not in a rush, where you're not counting seconds. That's the limud. According to this, this is the comparison of Rabbi Yehuda. Just like by Neusser. By Neusser, there's a mitzvah to eat up the meat you have till the morning, till Alois HaShachar. So if a man has a piece of meat during the night, he has to rush. If it gets later, closer and closer to the night, he has to eat it up. If he did not do it, and then the morning came, Alois HaShachar came, he's over the Avera. Okay, he was over on the Avera, but from then on, there's no rush anymore. There's no rush because there's no Bayura for every second. Once you leave over the Neusser, so then the Torah gives a mitzvah straight. So he says just the opposite. The same thing is by Chometz. By Chometz, that's why Rashi holds you have to burn it before the seventh hour. Because before the seventh hour, there's not an Avera for keeping it around. You're allowed to do whatever you want with it till the seventh hour. After the seventh hour comes, so then you're in a rush. You already have to make sure, okay, Rashi L'shitosei, every second you're over by Yerua. So the mitzvah, just like by Neusser, it's a mitzvah to burn it after you're not in a rush anymore. The rush is over. Because once you left it over until the morning, so then you're really not in any rush anymore. Then the Torah gives you a mitzvah to get rid of it out of the world. The same thing by Chometz. You're supposed to burn the Chometz before the rush comes. It's like by Neusser, it's after the rush. Till the morning, you had to worry to make sure to eat it up every minute. But once the morning comes, there's no more rush, so then you have the mitzvah straight. The same thing by Chometz. By Chometz is before you have the rush that you're not allowed to keep it around every minute.
Is there a time at all?
No. You have a mitzvah to say. You have to take care of it.
What's the secret of Chometz is the Bayi 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 Bayi, the longer the Bayi.
Yes.
Without having the Matthias of Bayi Bayi, I think he was locked up. He didn't find the whole Pesach. After Pesach, he still has a lot of words to see.
No, that's a Kastra Abomit. No, it's only during Pesach. That's a separate topic. After Pesach, it's only during Pesach. Okay. This is one way to answer it. This is how, according to Rashi learns the mitzvah of Sreifa is only before it becomes Aser B'Hanot. But we learned it out, well, still, we learned it out from Mitzvah. Okay. Now, let's take, the Gemara comes along, and the Gemara says, the Chachamim have a big taina on the Rabbi Yehuda. How could you review the same? That there's a mitzvah to burn it, it's going to come out a tremendous pula. So according to this, it's Saifa Lahakil. If you're going to make such a Kal V'Chomer, so in case a person doesn't have any wood, he's not going to do anything. The Torah says, what do you mean? You're going to be over on Tashbisu. What's interesting is, it doesn't say about Torah Omer Lo Yerah Bal Yemotze. Some of my friends want to be medayik. From here would be a shtickle raya, the Tosfos, that you're not over by your Yerah Bal Yemotze and Erev Pesach. Because the Gemara doesn't mention it. But this is Aga. So, but Lamaisi, the Gemara says that the Chachamim say, how could you, Rabbi Yehuda, say you have to burn it? If you don't have any wood, you're going to sit bottle, you're not going to do anything. So there's Achayinim, the Shagasariya comes along and asks a very interesting question, this Gemara. What's Rabbi Chachamim asked that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you don't have any wood, you're going to be stuck? You have a simple eitzah. Let him take it out on the street. Remember, we spoke in other shiurim. According to the Shitas Rishonim, who hold that to be over on Bal Yeroah and Bal Yemotze, you have to own the chametz and it has to be in your property. So early motze devatim, it has to be in your property. But if you take the Gaonim Shita that the Rosh put down, but if you have your own chametz and you put it out in the street, even if you're not mafkin, as long as it's not in your property, you're not over in Bal Yeroah, Bal Yemotzeh. So the Shagasari asked the Kasha, so what's the Chachamim saying? Yehei Yoshua Bottle. That if without any wood, you'll have nothing, you'll be stuck. You won't be stuck. What you'll do is you'll just take the chametz out into the street.
Well, by you can't do that, though.
That's right. And if I get, that's the Chachamim's taina. If you're going to learn like Neisser, but the kashi is, even if you do learn it out from Neisser, that you have to burn it, but what does the Gemara mean? Why can't he take it out in the street?
Because it's to burn. What do you mean by Neisser? You're not allowed to do that.
No, the kashi is l'chor, you won't be erev by your Yeruah, by your Matzah. You'll save yourself from the Yisr.
So what's the whole thing of burning for? So I always take it out in the street, don't burn.
Yeah, Teretz says there's a mitzvah saseh of tashbisu. So you mean you're answering, even though if by taking it out of the street, you'll only prevent yourself from being over by your rabbi yamatzik. But the Gemara means to say Yeshua bottle means you'll be missing the mitzvah saseh of tashbisu. What do you say? I mean, the kasha is according to the chomim, bemis, they ask the kasha. Every time, according to the Chachamim, why do you have to throw it out to the wind? Let him just take it out in the street. The Teretz is, once you have him, you'll be mevatel the mitzvah to say of Tashbisu. Okay. This was one question. But now there's another shayla. Yeah. What's the Gemara saying that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you don't have any wood, you're going to be stuck since you can't burn the chametz? Or let him make people. Rashi l'shitasoi, who said, we had Rashi in the beginning of the Sefer, that in Tashbisu it says also Bittul helped, because Bittul, the mitzvah is say of Tashbisu, you could also fulfill by in your mind looking at the chametz like dirt. So according to Master Kashi here, the Makor Chaim, the Toflam, the Nesivis, and Toflam at Aleph is a famous Kashi. If Rashi was, according to Tosfos, is not Shver, Tosfos sheet is Bittul has nothing to do with the mitzvah to say of Tashbisu. So then the Gemara is a good kasha. If you don't have wood, so you're not going to be Makai in Tashbisu. But according to Rashi, who says that you could be Makai in Tashbisu through Bittul, delay. So what is the Gemara? What's the Chachamim's Taina and Rabbi Yehuda? That if you don't have wood to burn it, you're going to be stuck and you won't fulfill Tashbisu. You'll be Makai in through Bittul. This is the kasha. What? This is the kasha and Rashi. It's Rashi sheet. So the Makor Chaim and others wanted to be Mechadish like this. That What the Gemara means to say is that even after Bittul, you're still going to be missing. Even after Bittul, you'll still be missing Tashbisu. You'll still be missing. We brought this down a little before. You should remind yourself of it. Because according, if Rabbi Yehuda learns out from Noiser that you mechuyev to burn, this is the chiddush they say, that you mechuyev to burn it, it's not only in order to take away the lav of Bayiro Bayimotze. For that, taka bittul would be enough. When you make bittul, Rashi taka holds that you're mekayim tashbisu, that you destroy the chametz in your heart, and you're not even Bayiro Bayimotze. But here's the point. But if Rabbi Yehuda learns out from Noiser that you have to burn it, why do you have to burn Noiser? Because it's Osir Bahano, it's Osir Bahachila, and it's Osir Bahano. That's why you have to burn Noiser. The Torah says, since you're not allowed to eat the Noiser, and you're not allowed to have any pleasure from it, you have a mitzvah to say to burn. So this is the Chiddush of the Mekor Chaim, that even after Bittul, you're still Mekuyev to burn that same Chametz. Because if you learn out from Noiser, it's still Osir Bahachila and Osir Bahano. Obviously, when you make Bittul on Chametz, if you Mevakel Chametz, in your mind, you say that it should be like Ofer B'Alma. But Avad, you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to have any pleasure from the chametz after Bittul. No, you're on Pesach. Shminat Torah. If you made Bittul before, so it's Osir Bahachila, it's Osir Bahano. So you have the same mitzvah saseh to burn it. So that's the Gemara is asking, that in case Lo Motza Eitzim Yoshiv Bokul, because it's going to come out that you're still be missing the second half of Tashbisu. In Tashbisu, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's going to be two parts to Tashbisu. One part is destroy the chametz, which you can even do in your mind, in order not to be erev bal yirah bal yamotzeh. But if you're learning out from Noiser, there's another part of Tashbisu, that since chametz is osur b'achila and osur b'hanor, it's like sharanisko, it's like chelev, it's like all these suri hanor, which are mechuyev to be burned. On that, for that mitzvah of burning, to take, because it's osir b'achil and osir b'anor, bittul's not going to help. Bittul doesn't take off the osir b'achil and osir b'anor. The bittul of tashbisu is only to take away the avera v'ayiro v'ayimotze. And in your mind, if you look at it like dirt, so it's as if you don't have any in your property. It's not yours anymore. You don't own it. You have nothing to do with it. But avada, it's osir b'achil, it's osir b'anor. It's a cheftza of chometz. It's an osir b'anor. And the mitzvah, so the chiddush of the mesivus is that the same person, that according to Yehuda, even after Bittul, you'll still have to mechuyev sreifa to be mekayem, because it's osir b'achil and osir b'anor. So therefore, the Gemara, the Chachamim ask, according to you, that you don't have to have wood to burn it. You can just get rid of it anyway.
This is
for
after
Pesach. No, this is all Pesach.
What do you mean?
Good, the chiddush is you still mechuyev to burn it. I know, you mechuyev to burn it, even though you had bittul. Even though you had bittul belay, even you were makayim tashbisu, because according to Rashi, in the mitzvah saseh tashbisu says bittul belay, hashbosa belays or hashbosa, you have another mitzvah to still burn it. Not enough to be mevatel. You have to have both, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. This is some of the Achronim's kashas that they have on this Gemara. It's a very famous Gemara. So therefore, because it is, the Chachamim come along, and the Chachamim say, Hashbosa b'choldo. However you get rid of it, you can get rid of it. Now, the Gemara. So we have a machlokes over here between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim as to what you're supposed to do with the chametz. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you only burn it. According to the Chachamim, you can do whatever you want. This is a new part of the shiur. So now, Tosfos before that you looked up in that Chof Aleph, Tosfos comes along and says like this. There will be a big nafkamina, a big chilik between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, not only whether burning, what to do, how to get rid of the chametz, but after you destroyed the chametz, are you allowed to have, what is the din with the ashes or the dirt, the aether, when it disintegrates, either through burning, turns into ashes, Or according to the Chachomim, let's say if you put in the ground and it rots, or if you break it off into pieces and it disintegrates, it deteriorates. So Tosfos and Daf Chof Aleph Spring says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says you have to burn it, you'll be allowed to do whatever you want with the ashes. If a man has soap, I think soap is made out of ashes, or let's say if anything, any usage of the ashes of chametz is mutter b'hanor, according to the Chachamim, who say that they don't say you're supposed to burn the chametz. So the remnants, whatever is left over, even though it doesn't look like chametz and it doesn't taste like chametz, still the iser, you're not allowed to have any pleasure from the remains of the chametz. Why? Tosfos brings down a Mishnah in Tzmurah. The Mishnah in Tzmurah says a very important call. Kol hanisrofin afim mutter. Anytime you mechuyev to burn something, or lo, any shorah niskel, anything that you're not allowed to have pleasure from, and you burned it, so then you're allowed to have hanor from the ash. Kol hanikborin, but if it's such an object, a suri hanor, that you're not mechuyev to burn it, but you have to put in the ground, and then in the ground it rots, and it turns into dust, afronos. So therefore, that's what the Mishnah Tzmurah says. So therefore, it comes out the same thing by chametz. By chametz, according to Yehuda, it's min hanisrofin. We have to burn it. So you're allowed to have an off from the ashes. According to the Chacham, you're not allowed. Vector b'kiveg, this is one of the most famous kashas of b'kiveg. B'kiveg asked the kasha like this. How could Tosfos say that? If you look at the logic, if you go to the Mishnah Tzmurah, and you understand the logic, what's the difference between something getting burned? Why something burned are you allowed to have pleasure from the ashes? And why does the Mishnah Tzmurah say if something's supposed to be buried, the moshel, a boser b'chola? Let's say milk got cooked with meat, so the din is you're not allowed to have any pleasure from it. So you put it in the ground, you buried it, and then it rotted, so then you're not allowed to have pleasure. But if you imagine, what's the logic? What's the difference? So the Gemara over there, and the Gemara in Mila, the reason the Gemara gives is like this. By burning the Moshe, or lo, Playa Kerem, it's Nasis Mitzvose. That's the one of the words. Nasis Mitzvose means there was a mitzvah to do the burning. Playa Kerem, the Torah says, Tukad Eish, the Mechuyev to burn it. So since there was a mitzvah to burn it, once you do the mitzvah, so then the mitzvah takes off the Yisr Hanuf. But by Bos Nikborin, the Moshe, Bos B'chol, the Torah says, what? Nasis, it was done, Nasis. Nasis mitzvah. There was a mitzvah to burn. Masha'en came by Bos B'chol. The Torah says, if you put meat and milk together, you're not allowed to eat it. The Torah doesn't say what to do with it. If you can't have a no, you can't do anything with it anyway, and you don't want people to come to eat it, so you put it in the ground. But there was no mitzvah to bury it. So therefore, since it's not Nasis Mitzvah, there's no particular mitzvah to bury it, so the Isser HaNor remains even on the ash, even on the disintegrated dust, because this dust came from the Isser HaNor, came from the Bosu B'chol. In fact, the Hilig Rebbe Kivega, if that's the Lumda Shechilah between those things that are burned is a mitzvah, and burying is not a mitzvah, So it's a Gvaldi Akasha. But that's only good by Lamosha Bosa B'chol, where there's no mitzvah. But by Chometz, how could Tosfos say, according to Yehuda, you're allowed to have the ash. But according to the Chachom, since you're not allowed to burn it, it's min hanikborin, so you're not allowed to have any pleasure. But according to the Chachom, by Chometz there's a mitzvah to say of Tashbisu. By Chometz, there's a special mitzvah, Hashbusasi b'chol dover, that you have to get rid of it. So the Rebbe Kivega time is in logic. By Chometz, there should be no difference between burning or burying. It's only by other Isuri HaNor, where there's no mitzvah to bury it, there's no mitzvah to get rid of it. You just do it so that people shouldn't stumble on it. So there's no mitzvah, so when it disintegrates by itself, you don't have any pleasure from it. By burning, where there's a mitzvah to burn, so then you did the mitzvah, so the mitzvah, since the Torah you did the mitzvah, so you don't have any issue anymore. But by chametz, Rabbi Kivege argues on Tosfos. According to Rabbi Kivege, he wants to come out halacha lemaisa, that according to Rabbi Kivege, you should be allowed, that according to Rabbi Kivege, you'd be allowed to have pleasure from the disintegrated, from the dust of chametz that you buried, because when you put it in the ground to rot, you're doing a mitzvah of tashbisu, just like according to Yehuda. This is the way the Rebbe Kivege argues on Tosfos. But there's a famous Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim Brisker wants to fanfare Rebbe Kivege's kasha. The famous Reb Chaim, this is the Reb Chaim Brisker that set the example for Brisker there. This Reb Chaim Hilchos Chometz Amos. Reb Chaim Brisker has a different kasha. And with this, he answers both kashas with his famous yisod. One kasha is the Rebbe Kivege's kasha on Tosfos that we just said. And because of that kasha, the Rebbe Kivege argues on Tosfos. But Reb Chaim has the same kasha, but he's going to give a teretz. But first I want to tell you over the second kasha. Reb Chaim this is a new part. Reb Chaim has a gevaldik kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam says like this, that when a person buys chametz on Pesach, we brought this Rambam down many times, when a person buys chametz on Pesach, so it comes out, he's being over by Yeroah, by Yemotza, he's taking chametz into his property, so the Rambam says, you did a lav, you get malchus. So everybody asks a kasha on the Rambam. The Gemara in Daf Tzadik Hei Yom Sochem says that you don't get malchus on Bal Yeroah, Bal Yemotza, because it's a lav and it's a gla'esek. It's such a lav that you can repair the lav through doing a mitzvah saseh. What's the mitzvah saseh? Get rid of it, tashbisu. So any lav, just like zeil, you know, you have any lav that has a mitzvah like noiser. For leaving over noiser, you don't get malchus, because you have a mitzvah saseh of burning the noiser. So the chalak in the Rambam say that a person gets malchus for buying or baking chametz on Pesach. He gets malchus. We have a klal, lav hanitikla essay. A lav hanitikla essay, you don't get malchus on. Because instead of getting, why should he get malchus? He could correct the lav by the mitzvah essay. That's the kasha in the Rambam. So Reb Chaim comes along, and Reb Chaim answers both of these kashas with one yisay. He says like this. He says, you could look at the mitzvah essay of tashbisu in two ways. When the Torah came along and the Torah gave a mitzvah to get rid of chametz, you could look at it two ways. There's two kinds of mitzvah saseh which we find different places. There's a mitzvah saseh on the gavra and there's a mitzvah saseh on the chametz. And those two words, you have to know what you're talking about. It's not good just to throw around gavra and chametz. But if you really understand what it means, it's a key. This is the one of the keys of the brisket there I can learn. What does it mean? The mitzvah saseh of tashbisu could be on the chefza. That means the Torah wants that something should be done to chametz. You have to chametz, whatever reason it is. There's a mitzvah to do an action to the chametz. That's the chefza, the object of the chametz. That's called a mitzvah on the chefza. Then there's another thing. It's called a mitzvah on the gavra, which means to say like this. It's not pshat that the chametz deserves a special action. It's on the gavra. The Torah says, you person, you man, you Ben Yisrael, you have to have nothing to do with chametz. So whatever you do to the chametz is in order that you should be free of chametz. But we don't care what's the nafka mina, Reb Chaim says. The nafka mina is whether there's something special that you have to do to the chametz. So Reb Chaim is mazber. Reb Yehuda, who says, ein bir chametz ala sreifa, that the Torah requires a special action. Only sreifa, so that shows us that it's a din in the chefza, that chametz requires, because it's chametz, it needs burning. Because if it be on the gavra, the main thing is that the man should have nothing to do with the chametz. Who cares whether you burn it or bury it, as long as you get rid of it. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the din of tashbisu is a din on the chametz. You have to do a procedure, just like a korban. You have to shecht it, you have to take the blood. The same thing, the chametz needs, like a sack, the chametz needs burning.
You say Hashbis sauce it the whole dog, or you can do whatever you want with it. Chaim says the main, that's a mitzvah on the garden. That means to say the mitzvah is that a man should have no chametz in his possession. But we don't care how he does it. So Chaim says like this. After we say that there's the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, it's not just what to do with the chametz, but it's much deeper. It's what kind of a mitzvah is it? According to Rabbi Yehuda, the sreif, it's a mitzvah to do something to the chametz. According to the Chachamim, it's nothing to do with the chametz. The main thing is the man should have no chametz in his property. But there's no special action that you have to do to the chametz itself. So Rav Chaim Brisker wants to say like this. This is very gishmak. This will answer both kashas. Always say, in order for Baal Tashbisu to be a nitikla essay, first we'll answer the second kash first. What was the kash on the Rambam? The kash on the Rambam was, how can the Rambam say that you get malchus on Baal, that you get malchus? The Gemara says in Daf Tzadik Hei that the lav of Baal Yeruah could be corrected through the mitzvah of Seir Tashbisu. And any lav that could be corrected, you don't get malchus on. There are kind of things like this. That Gemara in Daf Tzadik Hei, if you look carefully, is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that Tashbisu is a special mitzvah, say, of burning the chametz. So that's called nitigla esek. If you buy or you make chametz, if you take chametz into your property, you could correct the mitzvah, you could correct the avera by putting sreifa, by burning the chametz. That's called nitigla esek. There's something to do to the chametz. You were not supposed to buy this chametz, so the Torah gave you sreifa, burn this chametz. Hashenken, according to the Rabbanon, it's a mitzvah, the person is not supposed to have any chametz in his property. But there's no special action that you have to do to it. The main thing is, let's say, according to Reb Chaim, if a man ate up all his chametz before Pesach, you know, he ate it up a week before, it could be also he has a mitzvah to say Tashbisu. Because when Pesach comes, he has no chametz. The main thing is, it's like a passive, not having any chametz. So according to the Chachamim, it's not nitikla esei. This is Reb Chaim. We paskin like the Rabbanon, who say Hashbisosi b'chol dover. Therefore the Rambam paskins, if you buy it, if they come with some Pesach, you get Malkus. Because you can't rely on the mitzvah sasei of Tashbisu to correct it. Because since the mitzvah sasei it's not a maisa, it's not a special action that has to be done to the chametz. So therefore, the Reb Chaim says that's not considered a lot of nitikla esei. A lot of nitikla esei is only a mitzvah on the chefza. When you have a mitzvah, when you can do something to burn, to correct that chametz that you bought, then it's called nitigla esek. But according to the Chachamim, who the Rambam paskens is right, according to the Chachamim, Tashbisu is not considered a lava nitigla esek. That fe'emfer is that kash. And the male of the Rambam goes to fe'emfer, that also fe'emfer is Taisa Shita. Therefore, Taisa says very gishmak that only according to Yehuda. What was Taisa saying? According to Yehuda, says that you're allowed to burn the chametz. So that your mitzvah of Tashbisu is to burn the chametz, Taisa says, you're allowed to have pleasure from the dust, from the dirt, from the ashes. But according to the Chachamim, who say that you can bury it or throw it to the wind, so Taisa says you can't have any pleasure. Frekta Rebbe Kiveger, what do you mean? Why can't you have pleasure from burying it? According to the Chachamim, it's still a mitzvah to say of Tashbisu, so therefore you should be able to apply the klal of Nasis Mitzvosoi. Anytime you do a mitzvah with Yisurei Hanoah, the Isser goes off. So just like according to Yehuda, the burning takes off the Isser Hanoah because it was a mitzvah to burn. According to the Chachamim, you had a mitzvah to destroy it in any way. So that's Rabbi Kiveger's kasha. Why does Taisus say you're not allowed to have any pleasure from the ashes or the dirt? According to the Chachamim, you still had the mitzvah Tashbisu. Rav Chaim says, no, there's a big difference between the Tashbisu according to Rav Yehuda and the Tashbisu according to the Chachamim. According to Rav Yehuda, that the Tashbisu was in the Chefza, there was a mitzvah that the Torah wanted the burning, the Chachamim should get burned. So when it's a mitzvah in the Chefza, so the Isser Hanoah in the object goes off of the object because it was like sort of waiting for the mitzvah to be done to it. And as soon as you did the mitzvah that the object required, the object, the Chefetz, needed Sreifa, and it got Sreifa, so the Isser goes off. Masha'enken, according to the Rabbanon, it was the mitzvah of Tashbisu is not nothing, not that the object requires a certain action to be done. The main thing is that the man should have no shaykhus for chametz. Since the mitzvah of tashbisu is on the gavra, he's not supposed to have anything to do with chametz, but the isra no doesn't go off. The only thing that could take off the isra no is a mitzvah, nasis mitzvah, means a mitzvah in the chefzah. That an isra no could be knocked off when you do the mitzvah that the object requires.
Nasis mitzvah, once he did it himself, tashbisu, that doesn't mean that he...
No, the fact that he got rid of chametz, but the object,
the chefzah,
that's right. Nasis mitzvah is only when there was a mitzvah in the object, that the object needed a certain mitzvah. That's why by kochim. The famous example, I'm sorry, I'll take your question. What? What do you mean? Chlor, what do you mean to say? According to this, after Yontif, technically, there was no Isser HaNo. If you hold, there's no Isser HaNo. Yeah, that's a Gishmak rate. But listen to the Moshul of Nasis and Svos is very important. Kochim. That's the classical example. By Kochim, when the person is Magdish an animal, so the din is that when you make an animal Hegdish, so it's Osir Bano, you're not allowed to eat it. After you bring it on the Mizbeach, when you bring the carbon on the Mizbeach, then the ashes you're allowed to have. You're allowed to have HaNo from the ashes. Why? That's Nasis Mitzvosik. Because the animal was a korban, and the animal had to be brought on the sacrifice. So once you did what was supposed to be done to the animal, the Isra HaNo of the ashes go off. This is the Weltskiddush. That's Reb Chaim Jisod. That the mitzvah of Tashbisu, according to the Chachamim, is not that the object of a chometz requires something. If it required, according to Yehuda, like a siman, if you see it's only Sreifa, that means that this particular object needs something special. But if you see the Chacham hold, you can do a Hashbisos of a Choldom. So the main thing is you should get rid of the chometz. So that will not take off the Yisr HaNoah. So it's very good smack. Well, the Kiveger seems to hold that though.